Hello, everyone. This is Zoe. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self or Sweet Clarity, as I'm joined by one of my best friends and sisters, Grayson Wadaja, who is the host of Sweet Clarity. And over the next couple of weeks, you guys may have noticed already, we're going to be collaborating on a couple of episodes together because we're presently in the launch of our latest group program. It's a community-based program, and it's called the Girls Club. We have really enjoyed becoming like sisters over the past few years of our lives. And today, specifically, we're going to be speaking into the importance of sisterhood. But we really wanted to create a safe online community where we can talk about a lot of the things that come up as women in this world and create more freedom, liberation, deeper connection. These are just a couple of things. So if you're feeling the call to enter into a supportive online community for personal development and growth, definitely check out the link in the show notes for the Girls Club. But without further ado, let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is the importance of sisterhood. So Grayson, I would love to ask you right off the bat of how has sisterhood impacted your life in the past few years?
Hello, Zoe. Yes, so sisterhood has completely changed the trajectory of my life in such a vast, insane leap. If I think about this Bali chapter that I was so fortunate to cross paths with you, Zoe, we created this beautiful bond that we dreamed together. You really inspired me to just go for the things that were calling to me. And I had the courage to do that because of your support and that sister bond. It changed everything. If I just reflect on, the last few years of my Bali life, cultivating the sacred sisterhood was really that thing that got me where I am now, which has manifested a beautiful relationship in my life and completely just changed the game. And so I think the importance of sisterhood, when I really sit with that, to me, that just gives us permission to be fully ourselves and to lean into that feminine support that is so necessary.
Yeah, I love how you mentioned that, like the deeper connection, because I think about the most recent few years of my life, and especially moving to Bali, moving to a foreign country and a place like all on my own, I really intended to create deep friendships. And Bali being a place of deep healing and being in the Saturn return, all of that, sisterhood to me is like the definition of it. I mean, I don't know how this is really defining it, but it's kind of like this energy of just come as you are, let's connect. It doesn't matter if you're moving through something that feels really dark and scary, let's talk about it. There's no shame in it. Just be yourself, come as you are, express. It's all safe here. And that's what I feel like our connection has really been for me. I mean, of course, we've had so much fun and so many fun adventures, but the bonding really happens in those moments of personal growth and life transitions. And of course, you can meet someone right off the bat and recognize a soul connection on some level, which I'm sure that like we can both re relate to this feeling in our lives with an abundance of humans potentially. But what I can say about our friendship, Grayson, was immediately when we met, I'm like, yeah, Grayson's cool. We're definitely gonna be friends. Like, I feel like there's that connection there. But the deepening and that sisterhood bond really comes from the time spent together, the time and the vulnerability of being free to express and feel safe to express what's on your heart. That to me is the importance of sisterhood because it did integrate a deeper level of connection in my being to others, to women especially, where I mean, we're definitely going to get into this sisterhood wound in another episode, but it really allows for a lot of deep healing to happen and for a lot of healing within the self to happen. And to me, that's the importance of sisterhood because when we come together and we express what's on our heart to share, we express what's on our heart that we're moving through, we express our desires. That's how deep transformation can happen quickly, especially when we recognize we are incredibly supported.
And what just came up for me as you were sharing that is that we just really have so much to learn from each other. Just women coming together, we have so much wisdom that we have from our unique perspectives living our life. And when we come together, we can just be teachers and students of each other in a way that we can't get that elsewhere, because there's just so much depth within the sisterhood. There's so much permission that we can, like you said, come as you are. We're just here as ourselves. We pretty much just offer it all up. Like, it's just such a safe space to be exactly who you are. And yeah, it is incredibly healing and so much is possible.
Yes, I love that. I think back to different moments in time in Bali when we were physically in the same space and we would just go out for matcha or we would go out for dinner. And it was like most of the time, these types of events or like dinners or just meals that we would have together would be spontaneous in nature. But it was exactly what we needed because it felt like, okay, let's share, let's express what's here for you. Like, what are you learning about? So it's not always what you might be healing or moving through, but in each of us being teachers for each other, we've got messages, we've got codes for each other, and those things get unlocked as we're on this journey of sisterhood together. Like, I know I learned so many things from you, like thinking about matcha and morning rituals and even yoga. Like, I feel like you were the one person, Grayson, who had this yoga code and it got unlocked in me. And then I was all of a sudden doing yoga every single day and it's brought me so much closer to my body. And that maybe would have unlocked if I attended enough yoga classes, let's say at some point in time. But it was actually meant to be unlocked through you because it was exactly what I needed at the time. And I was witnessing how much this practice was benefiting you. And I was just really excited and enthusiastic about, oh my gosh, that could potentially happen for me as well.
We truly are the sum of who we surround ourselves with. And we have that capacity to fully expand into our greatest potential when we are surrounded with other like-minded, inspiring women that are on their path and they're, sharing their voice and they're sharing their light with the world. The more we see that, we observe it, we really integrate into that energy, the same thing starts happening to us, and we just start to shine and glow brighter and stronger, and we just lift each other up. That's really where that cultivation of, like, who are you? How do you know who you are? How do you know what you're here to share? I feel like it really comes from those spaces where you're with other women that are, expressing these things that you want yourself, like confidence, very much so a quality that a lot of women would love to cultivate more and stronger. And I feel like when you're surrounding yourself with that thing that you're really desiring, get in the room where those women are. Just being there, you're going to start seeing shifts in your life. That's how the growth happens. It's just so natural.
Yes, so well said, Grayson. I love that so much because it is putting yourself in those environments that is a way of really claiming the up level for yourself, witnessing what's possible, and learning from other women is so powerful because, of course, we can all listen to an audiobook and we can get super inspired. We might implement some action steps, but when we're actually being with those people, when we're in connection with those people, we're hearing the way that they talk, we're listening into specific words that they say, or different mannerisms or ways of being, or what they have to teach. That's when we really absorb at a different level. To me, I feel like it's very energetic in nature. Like, I think, like I said, the yoga thing, just spending time with you, I was like, yeah, I'm inspired about yoga now in a way that I've never been inspired before because that's the way of being that you operate at. And I mean, even if I think about a different type of example here about entering into a type of coaching space or a container, I recently entered into a new coach's program. I previously purchased a product from her. I loved her work. I felt like I immediately got my return on investment and I was like, I want to work with her more closely. So I entered into one of her group programs. And it was exactly that. It was like, I'm putting myself in the space that I want to be. And it starts to light a fire for the up level. And it's very inspiring. It's very nurturing and supportive for all the ways of being, which I'm ready to really embody and integrate. And so it's so powerful to just come back to the simplicity of it is put yourself in the spaces where you want to be and or observe like who you're surrounding yourself with. And if you can't see those people in your physical reality right now, then join an online community, join a container. Like, you're all more than welcome to join the Girls Club. And again, this is kind of why we created it because we recognize that sisterhood is so powerful. And Grayson and I love to connect on calls where we just talk about the things that we're creating in our lives. We start to speak into our intentions and we're like, Hey, this is so incredibly valuable and great, us sharing our teachings and tools every couple of weeks. Like, why don't we bring this forth and continue this practice and invite these people into our circle if they're feeling the call, if they would like a bit more of that in their lives? So, this is the invitation for all of you today that if you have been looking for more sisterhood connection in your life, if you're ready to be with the people that you would like to learn from, we would be so happy and grateful to have you. The container itself is 3 months. It's incredibly accessible. The link will be down below for the investment details, but we've got so many beautiful teachings to bring forth for you and deep connection practices. And just know that you're never alone on your journey. If you are listening and you are a sister, you're a sister of ours, and we'd love to have you.
Yes, we're so excited to welcome you in.
Yes, well, have a beautiful day, everyone, and we'll be back with another episode soon. So stay tuned. Lots of love to you, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.